Hello, friends. This is the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr. We're broadcasting today from the wonderful Body, Mind, Soul Expo at the P&E Center in beautiful downtown Vancouver, Canada. Vancouver is such a beautiful city, and I'll be giving a series of presentations here tonight, tomorrow, and on Sunday. On a Sunday, I'll be giving a special presentation on the Modal Peace Project. From 4 to 5 p.m. So if you are in the Vancouver area, please come down. I think you'd really enjoy it. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this planet a better and happier place. And during our first hour, we had Alfred Levermont Weber, a fascinating gentleman who's done a lot of work in politics and UFOs, and I really enjoyed talking to him. We now have on the line a really interesting fellow named Eric Kilgram. Eric, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good, good. A little bit about your background. You're an incredibly talented massage therapist from Roseville, California, just outside of Sacramento, California. Originally from the San Francisco Bay Area, you've been a massage therapist for over 3 years, and you specialize in successfully removing reptilian and gray energetic implants from people and neutralizing some physical implants. As a bit of background, these implants are the result of an illegal secret agreement by U.S. President Dwight D. Eisenhower in 1954, in which he unfortunately allowed these gray and reptilian extraterrestrials to abduct and implant humans in exchange for some of their technology in order to fight the then Soviet Union. Unfortunately, as a result of that, millions of Americans and millions of people around the globe have been subsequently implanted by these aliens. And for those who have been implanted, Eric can remove these implants. He will discuss his techniques and successful methods. And I think this is one program that's just really going to be very, very interesting for so many of my listeners around the world. Eric, how are you today, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic. I definitely can't complain over on this end.
Good, good. Well, tell me a little bit about Eric. How did you ever get interested in this particular field?
How did I get interested? I don't think it was more about I got interested in it. I think I was just thrown into the deep end, and I had to figure out how to swim, and I just kind of came bobbing up understanding what happened. So That's pretty much the long and the short of it right there.
Wow, amazing.
Pretty much what happened in the beginning was I was doing some meditations, and I was unleashing the caps on my chakras. Mm-hmm. And when this happened, I felt just this huge surge of energy, and my heart space, it just completely and totally lit up. And I mean, I was just getting flooded with waves of energy like I'd never felt before. But all the while this was happening, I felt like this pressure inside of my left temple kind of clicked loose, and it started floating backwards inside my skull. And the further and further backwards it went inside my head, the more crazy and distorted and just outright demonic my own voice inside my head got, until it got to the point where at first I thought it was like just a weird trick of my head. And the further and further back it slid, the more certain I became that there's something in my head that isn't me and it's conscious. And that was the beginning of me just, you know, realizing what was actually happening. I ended up extracting that one. That was the first one I ever extracted that night, and that was February 14th, 2014. That was the night of February 14th.
Valentine's Day, a very powerful love day.
Yeah, it was really interesting how all that worked out. And so then I immediately got online the day after, and I started looking up for things along these lines, you know, etheric parasites and stuff like that. And I came across Cameron Day's work, and it all clicked. And so I actually extracted the implants from a friend of mine who was doing a Reiki session on me the next day, right after. When she was working on me, I had a really, really clear connection to everything, and I could see her energetic body like I'm looking at the scenery in front of me right now.
Wow.
And I could see these dark spots inside of it. And so I told her at the end of the session, I was like, look, you know, this is what I saw inside of you. And I think you've got the same thing that I had. And I think I could take them out. Do you want me to try? Wow. And she said, yeah. And that was the beginning. That was the first person that I unimplanted. And she felt it immediately. And it's really interesting now because even, like, I've gotten a couple people who they really didn't believe anything about what I was saying, but I could see the implants inside of them, and I could see from the size and the shape and where they are what they do to this person. And so I could pick out very subtle nuances from these people just by seeing what the implants are. And so that kind of really trips them out. But after the work is over and done with, and I ask them, there's two things that I ask my clients to look at, is go inside your head and see if you can find that chatter brain that's always yelling at you. And, what's that?
Eric, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you now. Mm-hmm. Fine. Good.
Okay. And so one of the things that I tell them is to find the chatter brain inside of their head and to feel the flow inside their body when we're done. And so the chatter brain, that's the first and foremost. Even if you're not energetically sensitive, this is one that you can pick up immediately after the work is done. All of a sudden, you're inside your head and you're by yourself. You don't have these random thoughts that keep popping up and hitting you from every different direction. And so what I tell people is if you want to know if you have these energetic implants, go into silence, go inside your head and see how long it takes for something to talk. If it's less than, you know, a minute, minute and a half, then you've got something inside your head, because we are supposed to be able to completely and totally concentrate fully and focus completely and totally without obstruction whatsoever, and that's natural humanity. So that's one of the most important things that people really pick out, because you can pick that up even if you're energetically sensitive or not. And then the other thing is the flow. These things set up shop inside of the meridian bodies and the chakra bodies inside the actual physical structure, and they clog the flow. And so this meridian flow inside our body, it's supposed to be almost like clean streams of water, just purifying and making everything healthy. And so we're supposed to be in a state of constant healing. We're not supposed to have aches or pains or, you know, the everyday, you know, grump and grime of getting old, quote unquote. And so when we release these blocks inside your meridians, all of a sudden your pain starts to go away. It's almost like we've opened up a hole inside of a levee, and the water's starting to rush through, and the pain's the levee. And so it starts to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and then it just rushes through. And I'm having people who are talking about, you know, chronic aching and soreness in their shoulders disappearing and never coming back.
So,
this is stuff that people who aren't energetically aware can actually notice. And so that's why this work is really gaining such widespread attention right now, because it's really resonating with a lot of people. And then the people who are getting the work done are just, there's no question. There's no question anymore. This is the major red pill that shows you that our reality isn't what everybody thinks it is. And it's proof positive that anybody can experience.
I just want to point out too, Eric, that there's two main groups, extraterrestrial groups who visit this planet. One's positive and one's negative. The positive ones, called the Galactic Alliance, who I've been in contact with throughout the last year and a half, all want to help us. The negative ones actually feed off negativity and fear, and they're the ones who've implanted us with these negative records. And I know that back in August when I met you down at Mount Shasta, I had three and you took them out of me, and I no longer had these negative records running around in my head anymore for so many years. They're gone, completely gone.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible when it happens. I mean, it's all well and good to hear somebody talking about it, but then to actually experience it, you know, it's like I said, there's no question. You're a skeptic until the work's done, and
it's
the way it goes.
Well, I want to highlight this example too for my listeners around the world, that I had a friend of mine, and I know that you had taken out her implants, but then she had a small, beautiful little dog, older dog. And then the reptilians had implanted the dog in order to disrupt her life. What was that like when you went in to take out the implants from her dog?
Well, we have an emotional connection to our pets and our animals. And so when I go energetically to look at somebody's body to see where these things are at and what they're doing and then extract them, I can follow these connections. So they can tell me, you know, oh, I've got a dog, and then all of a sudden I'm seeing, like, you know, a white, fuzzy little toy dog, or, you know, a German Shepherd or something like that. And I'll ask them, you know, is it like a big dog, small dog, brown, white, stuff like that. And usually I'm pretty spot on, but I feel the connection to that. And then animals, they have a they don't have as evolved a consciousness. They can't communicate like we can. They can't articulate, but they're very visceral. Mm-hmm. They have such a sharp, intense emotional pattern, you know, and you can actually feel the energy of that, and they've got really basic implants that don't really do much other than, you know, put, like, instinct or impulses inside of them because that's what they react to. And so when I go in, I can feel kind of like a resonance inside the body. So dogs, they have dogs and cats, they have three major energetic centers. It's one in the head, one in the heart, and one in the pelvis. And so when I look and I see, like, dark spots inside of them, and they'll actually can form around, like, organs and stuff like that because these things are in the scalar field. And it's just like one density up above third dimensional. We can't see it, but they can interact with us. And so when I see these things and I pull them out, all of a sudden I see a brightening. There's no block in the flow anymore. And so, like, the disconnect is then gone. And so then they brighten up, and all of a sudden they're happy-go-lucky. But most of the time they use pets as incubators because people are always touching animals. You know, you see a cat, you pet it. You see a dog, you pet it. And so you can pass and receive implants that way. But a lot of the time they use them, especially with, like, light workers and stuff like that, is almost a security camera. They put these things in their eyes that it reflects the everything that the animal is seeing, you know. So it's pretty insidious stuff that they do with our animals, you know. And we all come from, like, a place of love with them, you know, and to invade that sanctity of that, you know, it's just really, it's unsettling, some of the stuff that these things do. And it's just, I'm really, really glad this information is getting out on such a broader scale because people are starting to become aware of these, you know. Like, they'll start hearing this information, and all of a sudden they're just, like, insanely nervous or anxious, and they have no clue why. And like, well, that's not you. That's the implants hearing you learn about them, pretty much, and they don't want that because they have to have shadow to operate in. And as soon as you're aware of these things, you can start pinpointing the behaviors and the thought patterns and the cycles that these things actually start up.
Well, you removed an implant from my cat, Fluffy. He's a big old fluffy orange cat. But his eye was always, it was the right eye in particular, I remember you pointed this out, Eric, was always half open, never fully open, half open. And you said, well, my cat was always freaked out. He was always running, always scared of something. And then after you took out his implant in August, he's fine. He's a great cat now. I mean, he doesn't have any worries. He's not terrified of everything. And I want people to be aware of that because these reptilians are pretty insidious, and they use the animals. Is it correct to say they use the animals as a way to get to us and to make to try to ruin our life in a negative sense so they can feed off the negative energy?
Yeah. And you know, it's not just that they do that to get to us. I mean, animals produce negative energy too. I mean, they're multidimensional creatures as well, just like us. It's except they can actually access this stuff. They can see it happening. So it's much more intense for them. But it's not as a refined type of energy as it is from a sentient conscious being like we are. So that's why they go after us. But they do go after animals. I mean, look at these factory farm slaughterhouses and stuff where these animals die and just, you know, just absolute filth and just terror, you know. Not just to poison us, you know. It's not just to poison us with, like, these energies from this meat that then we then consume and turn into zombies over, you know. It's also to harvest the negative energy from that too. I mean, it's ritualistic slaughter around the globe pretty much for these animals. And, you know, so I mean, it's all different levels, you know. It's multiple levels that they do this for. But yeah, they, if we have an attachment to an animal, they'll try to exploit us.
Well, you have produced some videos recently on how to learn this implant technique, because there's so many millions of people around the world who've been affected by the reptilians and the greys as well, and these negative implants. And to help people, could you tell people a little bit about that, Eric, please?
Well, you could go to my Facebook page, which is Unleashing Natural Humanity. And there's a couple links. I've got the written version of the, I call it the protection and the removal protocols. Mm-hmm. And I've got the written version, and then like almost a 20-minute written or spoken meditation that's a YouTube video. And so you can actually learn how I do what I do there. So pretty much it's we use gold energy. It encompasses all the colors, and it encompasses, you know, source light, and that's pretty much what we use. But this golden energy, there's just something about it that's so much more powerful than any other apparently type of color out there. And wow. So when you start shielding your body with this golden energy, you can actually protect yourself and set up like literal armor around you, so that when if they do try to get through, you can feel them. I mean, it's almost like you light the inside of your body up, and there's nothing but white walls and spotlights, and they're the darkest thing possible trying to hide, and it just doesn't work. And then I also teach how you can use this golden energy to remove these things out of your body yourself. Because honestly, there's nowhere near as many of me as there needs to be, and we need an army of me. And like as of right now, I'm with the people that we have scheduled and on the waiting list. I'm booked out until almost February.
So it's
really crazy how fast all this information started spreading and people started resonating with it. Mm-hmm. But the best thing is, when I teach this, people can actually learn how to do it for themselves. And I mean, it's not as easy as having somebody do it for you who already knows how to do it. But I mean, this is the process that I had to learn to get to where I'm at right now in protecting myself. And so I'm getting people all around the planet who are actually picking this up, and they're starting to do it for their friends and family. And that's exactly what we need. Because, I mean, once the work is done, and once you feel these things out of you for the first time, there is no question. The blocks are gone. Everything's flowing. You feel, people literally feel like they're losing weight after the session, and that's because we're just removing these blocks from your natural humanity. And, you know, the silence inside your head, we kind of compare it to being inside of an empty bell. And, you know, you're just there, and you can focus on whatever you want effortlessly. And this is what we need to start going back to, because it's all of these little things that these implants cause. You know, they cause a whole bunch of trauma that then they don't allow you to heal from, and so you're constantly on edge. You're constantly reliving, you know, past traumas and stuff like that, and so you're constantly in a state of giving off this negative energy, and that's the main reason why the world is the way it is. I mean, the vast majority of us just want to live our lives and go about our business and be happy, you know, and grow old and die and just, you know, not really have to worry about everything that's happening, you know, with these fake economies and like these fake proxy wars and stuff like that. You know, it's all generalized as a blueprint to set up nothing more than feeding stations or cattle to them. And the state of the world is so incredibly messed up because this specific reason. It's not because of greed. It's not because of lust for power. Those are implanted characteristics. Yes, they do exist in humanity, but they're so overbalanced by these types of energetic implants and parasites that it's the state of the world as it is right now. And so, you know, then you end up with these negative alliances coming in and stroking the egos of these people who are already implanted, and you end up with corporate greed and corruption, and, you know, they just don't care about anybody. It's all about the almighty dollar. And so, I mean, this is just another one of the systems that they perpetuate to produce nothing but negative energy. It's really insidious. It's awful.
Yeah, it is insidious. I have to tell you that there was a little news clip before we started the first hour of my program today about how our government, the U.S. government, is wants to fight ISIS and all this other stuff. Well, if people look at the history of ISIS, we actually funded ISIS 2 years ago. The CIA did, with lots, millions of dollars of our taxpayer dollars, to create an enemy who the military-industrial complex could fight, bring weapons in and have this war. It doesn't make any sense at all, but that's the history of ISIS. And now but the media doesn't talk about the history of it. They just talk about it as if we need to go in there and fight, which doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah. No, this is all the problem reaction solution blueprint that they've been using for so long. But you know, it's the age of the internet, and you can't hide information anymore, and so we can actually pick out these patterns now, and everybody's not falling for it. And that's why they're ramping it up higher and higher and higher. They need more and more fear, because we're starting to realize it's all a bunch of bullcrap, you know. And we're just like exiting out of this system, and we're clicking off the TV, and we're saying, you know what, today's a beautiful day around me right now. I'm going to focus on this. And that's what we're doing. And we're just kind of getting out of this system. And that's why they're trying to ramp it up so hard and so fast, because they're losing their food supply. And they appear big. They appear scary. They appear like they're all powerful, but the bottom line is they're parasites, and if it wasn't for us, they would not be here because they need our energy. They need our energy. That's the bottom line. As scary and terrifying as they might look, if they don't have us, they are nothing. And that's all there is to it. You know? So that's what we're doing, is we're taking it back.
Fascinating, fascinating. Well, I'm so glad you put those videos on your Facebook page, because at least people can learn them if they're, you know, if they can't make it, if they can't get an appointment in for many months to see you, at least they can learn the techniques and help themselves and hopefully help others too.
Hey, Ted, I'm watching a cloud ship form right in front of my eyes right now.
What?
Out of
really?
Clear blue sky. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That's wonderful.
Sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. Let's continue.
Well, it was. Well, when was it? Was that in September or August? I put you in touch with the Galactic Alliance, or Scott did. I can't remember. I know
Scott. When we first did the initial session, he was the first person that I publicly did this up in Shasta for.
Right.
And he immediately put me in touch with them. Terwellian, I believe his name is.
Ambassador Terwellian.
Paul Ferries. Yeah, he's actually downloaded a few things to me since then. And, I mean, the work since just the time that I talked to you last time on your show to now has evolved on such a level that it's not even the same work anymore. I mean, it's getting much more in-depth and detailed and a lot stronger. So, you know, the more I do this, the stronger I get. And we've gotten to the point where we're trying to knock out, we're looking at maybe 30 or 40 a week. And
wow,
we're trying
amazing.
To really start pushing people through, because that's what it's all about. And that's why I did the meditation and recorded that, so people can actually hear that afterwards instead of me having to, you know, say the same thing to everybody over and over and over again after the session. That way we can just start moving more people through, because people are resonating on such a level. And there's so many people out there who just seriously need help. They need help badly. And that's what we're here for, because this is what the whole system is designed for, is to push people to the edge like it is, and we're here to relieve that edge. And just this information spreading, you know, thank you for allowing me onto your show again to keep this information perpetuating, because even people who, you know, initially when their implants start yelling, oh, this is false, this is fake, no, don't listen, you know, they end up just kind of stuck. They really don't know what to say, because it resonates with everyone, because we all truly understand this on a deeper level, what's happening.
Sure.
And so it's just powerful stuff. It's really powerful stuff, and it's amazing to watch everybody wake up around me to this. And, I mean, it's just getting bigger, and people are taking their sovereignty back, and that's what this is all about. Thank you for allowing me on here.
Oh, my pleasure, Eric, my pleasure. Well, I'll support you every way I can. You're doing wonderful work. I want to share a little story with you to illustrate the kind of damage these implants can have on people, which is unconscious. Had a lady call me from the East Coast here last week. Her husband had passed away recently, and she really wanted to talk to him. So I got in touch with him as a psychic on the other side, and he wanted to give her these wonderful, loving messages about how much he loved her and missed her, and he was around her all the time. And when I asked her if she wanted to do it, her reaction was, she says, no. And I asked her why. She said she was afraid. And I probed further, and I said, "What? Why would you be afraid of loving messages from your husband who's passed on?" And she couldn't quite enunciate it. And then I said, "Well, I think you may have some implants, and I want you to talk to Eric, but I'll put her in touch with you and get you guys hooked up, or maybe she can even watch your videos." But that's the kind of thing that happens. That people have these records inside their head, and they don't know where they come from, but they're records of negativity.
Yep.
Have you had the same thing happen to people that have seen you, that they've got negative records going on in their head, and then you take them out, and then suddenly this is the first time they've been able to think clearly in decades?
Well, it depends on how much people actually let them start influencing. There's usually just a basic blueprint of the implantation and what it is. It's the entities attached to it and the consciousness driving this, and how much energy they're actually putting into it that derives the level of implantation, along with how much the person actually lets the implantation take hold. So when I'm looking at somebody, like I ran into a couple people who had been doing the meditation before I did the session, and it was actually kind of incredible, because they I could feel the echo of it, and I could feel how big it used to be. But mm-hmm. then I could point stuff out, and I could say, okay, well, I'm seeing this one here in your temple that it used to be a lot bigger than it is now.
Right.
But you've almost got this down to about the size of maybe a ribbon or something like that, something really a lot smaller.
Wow.
And how's the chatter inside your head doing? And they'll be like, you know, it's really incredible. Ever since I did this and I felt that out go out, I mean, there's something still there, but mm-hmm. it's like I can barely hear it. And so when sure. I get somebody who's got a really big one and I take it out, there's still the mnemonic programming. You can still feel the chatter brain going, but it's almost like there's no driver behind it. But those are for only the really big ones. And so what you do with those is you actually hop in the driver's seat and you steer it to stuff that you want to think about. Or, you know, if you can't do that, you put your favorite song in it or something like that, and it'll pick that up, and then it'll
sure.
play whatever you want for like 2 or 3 days, and then the mnemonic programming will actually break down. So,
sure.
But for the most part, yeah, if it's a, I mean, I'd say those big ones are at a level 10. I'd say I ran mm-hmm. into maybe 7 or 8 of them, but for the most part, those anybody underneath that, you know, once this is gone, they're completely and totally empty inside their head. Like I said,
wow.
it's like sitting inside of an empty bell, and you're
wow.
just alone in there, and you're like, well, this is interesting.
Yeah. That's what happened to me in August after you took out my 3 implants. The negative
yeah.
records, which I'd listened to since I was a kid, were just gone. Just gone. It's really helped me out. Thank you. It's been a wonderful experience, Eric.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Well, I appreciate you so much. I just want to make a quick station announcement for those who are just tuning in. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr. We're actually broadcasting my studio's in Seattle on 1150 AM on KKNW, but I'm actually broadcasting today live from the Vancouver Mind Body Soul Expo and here at the P&E Center in Vancouver. If you are in the Vancouver area, please come down. It's a wonderful exhibit, and I'll be giving presentations tonight, tomorrow, and as well as on Sunday on the Modal Peace Project. Eric, I wanted to ask you too, would you mind to take some telephone calls? People could call in and ask you questions?
I'd love that.
Okay, great. Let me get out the studio number. And you're welcome to call in and ask Eric any questions you like. Our studio number at the studio here is area code 425-323-5527. Again, that's 425-323-5527. And since I'm broadcasting from Vancouver and I can't see the screen in Seattle, Eric, just let me know when a call comes in. Eric, what kinds of things are you doing? Are you training others as well in your techniques to help other people?
Well, yeah, actually I am. There's about 4 or 5 people who've connected to me through Facebook who mm-hmm. they are actually learning how to do this on their own. I haven't even worked on them. I've worked on one, and he's coming back every once in a while to see if he's, you know, got some stuff in him. But it's really interesting because people are, like I said, they're picking this up. Like, they resonate with it so hard, and they're already an energy worker. And
sure.
they just start doing this on their own with the meditations and the explanations, like on the Facebook page and whatnot. And so I've got some people who they're constantly shooting me different questions, you know, like, well, I ran into this, this, and this. And so mm-hmm. I'd, you know, tell them, well, this is what I'm feeling from that. And I go and track it down and, like, you know, kind of feel the echo of the work and say, right. okay, well, you almost got all of it, but there's still like a core that you missed right here. It's almost like a little needle. You want to clamp down on that and pull that out, kind of a thing, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I've got people that I'm actually teaching, like, more of an advanced program to, I guess you could say. But for the most part, it's once you are comfortable with the I guess you could say, the basics of it, which are in the meditation, that's
right.
when it really starts clicking, and people start doing their own intuitive stuff, and they get rid of these things on their own. So it's really impressive to see people just really rising to the occasion. Because I would like to put out there, this is not an easy process. Our environment is completely and totally inundated with these implants, and you do come
right.
into contact with them again
right.
after extraction. And they're like sharks. They see food in front of them, they take a bite. And so you've got to learn how to protect yourself, and you've got to learn how to take these out from yourself. And so in the beginning, there's a bit of a learning curve, and some people, they have a bit more of a rough time with it. Some people, they just shine, and they have no problem whatsoever. But it's all about what you put into it. And these are all muscles that we didn't know that we had. We can affect
right.
these types of energies without really seeing the effects of it because we're cut off from seeing it. But that
right.
doesn't mean that we still don't affect it. So becoming aware of this stuff and really getting a handle on it, it puts you in touch with so much more inside your body that you didn't know was going on.
Right.
And getting in touch with your body, that's the name of the game. You know, we are a soul, but we're here in this body, and it is our temple, and it can do a lot of really cool stuff. So, that's what it's all about, is getting in touch.
I want to give you a couple of scenarios of people I've run into in the past. Some of them aren't very pleasant. And what will happen is that, oh, we have a caller. Well, let me just finish my comment, and we'll take Lily in Maple Valley. What will happen, Eric, is that I'm sure you run into people where they're like schizophrenic. They're pleasant 1 minute, but then they blow up like a volcano the next. And for no reason. Or get mad at the very slightest, smallest thing. Is that an example of implants, Eric?
Well, like I said, there is such thing as negativity. There is such thing
right.
as, you know, anger and
right.
rage and stuff like that in humanity. But these things
right.
imbalance it to the point where it's way overblown. There's nothing to learn from all this atrocity. It's atrocity for the sake of atrocity. And so when you have people who fly off the handle like that for no reason, and they're always
right.
in a constant state of,
right.
mm-hmm. you know, ready to go, like, you know, the chip's on the shoulder, and as soon as it falls, punches are going, you know, those type of
sure.
people, they really have
sure.
a lot of, there's wounds from the past that these implants are really keeping mm-hmm. that trauma energy stuck inside of them so that they're constantly in a state of fight or flight. And so that's one of the things that goes on, yeah, definitely.
Let's say someone, for example, was hurt while they were a teenager or in their 20s, a deep emotional experience. Maybe they had a failed love relationship. And then later when they're involved in other relationships or something happens, is that the sort of thing that they can feed off of? I guess they can feed off any negative event.
No, any type of trauma. I mean, it could be physical, emotional, sexual, mental, energetic, psychological.
Sure.
It doesn't matter what type of trauma it is. That trauma...
Mm-hmm.
Like, my biggest one is my girlfriend, my very first girlfriend when I was real, real young. She ended up, like, cheating on me. I mean, she ended up, like, kissing somebody else. We call that cheating back then. But,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
just the thought of it, you know, like, the whole, the shot to the ego, the inadequacy issues that came up from that,
right.
you know, self-esteem, the self-confidence, all that stuff that came popping up from that. It
right.
affected me many, many years later down the road. I mean, it was to the
wow.
point where I didn't even remember her face 15 years later, but the
wow.
actual thought of her doing that, it still gave me a gut visceral reaction. And I mean, it's the dumbest thing when you think about it, but
right.
it's not dumb if it affects you on that level. It's a stupid reason to feel that type of negativity, but you still feel it. And so, I mean, there's
yeah.
other people out there with much, much worse traumas. I mean,
sure,
I ran into
sure.
people who... you know, they were molested by, you know, the neighbor or something like that, or their
right.
father or something like
right.
that. And
right.
so there's much, much worse trauma out there that these things can draw from.
Sure.
But, it's anything. It doesn't matter
sure.
what it is. And so, you know, it'll be one of those things that you don't even think about, you know, for years at a time. But then as soon as it pops up, you're right there emotionally like it happened the day before.
Right.
And so that's the type of energy that they keep in there, that gut visceral reaction, even if you don't remember the circumstances around it and the people and anything like that, you know, the memory of that trauma still brings that gut visceral reaction back.
And that's the
energy that they keep trapped inside. And so when we release these, you know, you end up processing these emotional energies, which we're supposed
right.
to naturally do anyway, and release
right.
them and get on with your life. And so...
Right.
That's one of the things that they do, is they keep people trapped inside those patterns, and so we just can't heal. You know, the problems just
sure.
keep coming back in different
sure.
forms over
sure.
and over and over.
Well, with that, Eric, would you like to take a call from Lily in Maple Valley, Washington?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Lily, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for being patient and calling in.
Yes, I'm finding this very, very fascinating. I think it's fascinating, the implant. I've never thought of it in that sense in life. You know, you think of karma, but you don't
mm-hmm.
think of something being implanted in
right.
In general.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I guess I don't know if I'm calling in to see. I don't have a computer internet access right now, so I'm just calling in. I see, do you do a little mini one with people over the phone? Do you, what's the step, I guess, process?
What's the extraction process like?
Yeah. So you do like a meeting?
Well, I see people in person, and I also see people remotely. It pretty much, the extraction is the same process remotely or in person. If you're in person, I pull it out of your physical body. If it's not in person, I remotely go to you and pull it out of your physical body. So, you know, it's kind of the same thing. The only difference is when I work on people physically, then I do body work as well. I start moving the lymphatics around, and I actually get the chi flowing through the body hands-on. So it's a bit more effective, but, you know, it's effective either way. So,
but how do you know what to pull out of the body, though? How do you know what is in a person that you need to pull out? How do you detect that?
How do I detect it? Well, I know the resonance. I didn't know the resonance at the beginning. I just felt like a dark, pressurized pain that was in my temple that was sliding around. But I know it now. It's like when I look at people energetically, I can see the flow of their meridians, and I can see the energetic centers, like the chakras inside their body. And then there's dark spots. There's wires. And it's all dark. And it feels really, really nasty. And so that any type of resonance like that, that's implantation. And so that's what I go after.
Okay. All right. I think it's fascinating. I haven't had a chance to go online or whatever to look at it or listen to your video to find out more about it in general. So, okay.
Well, I highly recommend it. It'll explain quite a bit.
Okay. All right, then.
Yeah.
I will do that and get a chance to, over the line right now, do you do any, like, mini thing, or can you tell, or does it have to be in person for you to actually deal with someone? I'm just asking.
I need to talk to people for a little bit. I kind of got to get a feel for them so I could get a lock onto their energy.
Uh-huh.
I could pick stuff up in you right now, actually. You've got a decent-sized one in your solar plexus. So when you have one in the solar plexus, that usually it translates to, like, self-esteem issues and stuff like that. So you'll have, like, confidence issues or inadequacy issues. And so these are, like, constantly hounding you. I can feel it's actually a lot smaller than it used to be. So you've done a lot of work on that, haven't you?
Yeah, a lot, yes.
Yeah. So I can definitely tell. So you still have things that, you know, it might knock you back for, like, a day or two, but you kind of push it to the side and keep moving forward, don't you?
I push it aside. You mean, you know, little things will pop up that come back that I'm not aware that are still there. And a couple of things have happened. I was shocked that I reacted the same way. I thought I had kind of moved beyond that.
Yeah, well, you know, that's kind of the stuff that they do, and that's how I pinpoint them. I just kind of get a feel for the energy of the person, and then I get a lock on who they are, and I go say hi, and go look.
Okay. I'll share something with you real quickly here. I had someone pass away, and I won't go into all the details, pass away. And when they passed away, I felt like that whatever, I did not realize they had a connection to me, and it wasn't positive. And their passing almost released some things from my spirit. It was the weirdest thing. I can't even describe to anyone. But they were very connected to me in a very negative, negative way. I didn't realize it, you know, during their lifetime. I kind of did.
Well, usually when I run into stuff like that, it's not the actual person that's connected to you. These entities use excuses. And so if you're reaching out for a loved one that's, you know, gone or something like that, or you're thinking about them, they'll do stuff like that, and they'll, you know, make you think it was them, but it's not. They're, you know, putting a mask up.
Okay. That's good to know. But I will. I definitely look you up on the internet and find out more about you and what you do.
Well, thank you very much, Lily.
Thank you, Eric.
Thanks
take
so
care.
Much for calling in, Lily. Really appreciate the
thank
call.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Eric, I was thinking, can you imagine what kind of world we would have if all the implants that everyone has were removed?
It would be a major shock to the planet. Everybody wouldn't understand the sensations and feelings that were going on in their body, but there would be, you know, just like this amazing sense of communal awareness. We'd start connecting on a level that we haven't done in thousands of years, almost instinctively, but nobody would really know what was going on except for people who understand what happened, pretty much. That's what we're going for. That's what the end game is. I don't want to do this work for the rest of my life. I want to break this machinery that's causing it and continue on in the direction humanity wants to go, that we choose.
Wonderful. Now, you said you've been given some downloads from our friends from off-planet. What kind of, are they techniques to help you with your work in removing implants, Eric?
It's not just techniques, it's more upgrades, too. There's been a lot of interesting stuff going on, I'll just put it that way.
Okay, cool. Wonderful. I know since the end of September, since the blood moon then, I've been getting a tremendous amount of downloads myself. I feel the same thing happening with me too, so in a good way, in a really good way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All I can say from what is coming is things aren't going to stay the same for very much longer. I'd be very surprised if we make it all the way to the end of the year without some major shifts happening.
In a good way.
Oh, in a very good way. In an incredibly good way.
Well, you know, what's amazing is that Corey Good and Rundy Kramer, who are both with the Secret American Space Program outside of planet mm-hmm. Earth, have come forward and given this incredible information about this secrets program that most Americans and most people around the world, most Canadians, have no idea about.
Yeah. Well, isn't it the Canadian ex-prime minister or something like that who's also gone on the record saying that they've been working with extraterrestrials since the 50s?
I think that, yes, it was the former defense minister who's come
defense
on
minister, there we go.
And publicly yeah. said that. Absolutely.
Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff out there. Like, if you dig for it, you know, most of it's under that tinfoil hat conspiracy label, but you've got way too much evidence that's showing up to really start discounting this stuff now. So, really interesting to see what's going on. The disclosures are just getting more and more and more. Like, the World Health Organization just came out yesterday, and they declared that processed meat causes cancer, it's worse than smoking. You know, we've
yep.
got stuff like
yep.
that happening. We've got Russia taking out the Islamic State in less than a month. You
right.
know, when we've been over there for 13 months, we've got NASA, they're talking about testing a plasma engine that uses a million times less fuel, and it can get us to the moon in 4 hours, you know. So we're starting to get, like, these major breaks in the information that are coming out, and this is called
right.
soft disclosure. This is kind of getting the foot in the door for the collective consciousness to kind of get a handle on it before it just gets completely and totally dumped on us, because it's going to be a lot of information to process,
mm-hmm.
and the people who are completely and totally ignorant of everything happening right now are going to be in complete and total shock. I mean, everybody mm-hmm. is going to be in complete and total shock with the amount of information that's going to be coming out, but, you know, it's, we're going to have a bit more of a warning. We're going to understand what's happening more, and we're going to actually be able, that's our job here. We're going to be able to handle the energy and, you know, calm people down. And, you know,
right.
like, look, this is the way it is. We're not going to have to deal with any of this crap anymore. This,
wow.
this negative polarity is gone. And so this is what we're doing now. So it's going to be very, very interesting to be on this planet here in the next 10, 20 years. It's going to be anything before 2015, like Corey Good says, all barbarian dark ages.
That's funny. That's funny. I have to tell you this story and share it with my many listeners. I was on a train this morning coming up through Seattle to Vancouver, and a gentleman got on the train. Obviously, he was a commuter, and I asked him who he worked for, and he said Boeing. And I said, do you know about the interplanetary corporate conglomerate of which Boeing is a part of? And he looked at me and he said no. And I asked him, would you like to know what it's about? He says no. And I said,
oh, wow.
And then I asked him, I said, well, what do you do at Boeing? He says, he'll sell airplanes. And I said, well, ask your friends at Boeing about the interplanetary corporate conglomerate and see what they say. Just ask around. I left it at that. But people have to be open
wow.
to this stuff, you know.
And
yeah. That kind of information, too, at a big company like that is probably on a need-to-know basis. I know that in the military-industrial complex,
everything's so compartmentalized that nobody knows what anybody else is doing.
Right, exactly. Everybody's got a small piece of the pie, and they
yeah.
the powers that be, I think, intentionally do that so that they don't know what's going on a larger
yeah.
perspective.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the whole thing. Everybody, a lot of these people think that they're doing good. They think that they're
right.
fighting off the enemy. You know, they really
right.
think that's what's going on, and
right.
a lot of them are starting to realize that they're being duped. And that information is spreading like wildfire within the intelligence and military community right now, that
mm-hmm.
it's not what they've been told, and they're pretty much, their butts are on the line too. Once everything's said and done, if these plans are completed the way everything's set up to go right now, they're going to be just in the same shape as we are. So,
right.
A lot of stuff is moving right now. It's an incredible time to be alive.
Yeah, it's an incredible time to be alive, and watch how things will really change in a really good way. I mean, that's the purpose of this show, is to create a better, raise consciousness and create a better planet. And I think that You know, your work certainly, and so many light workers in my show, we're all doing our part to try to make the conditions better on this planet. So,
yeah.
And you're sure doing a wonderful job. Is there anyone else doing the kind of work you do who you know of, Eric, by the way?
I was actually on Kelly Coffey's show about a month ago, I believe, now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
3 weeks, something like that. And I did a removal on her before I went on her show, and she actually started picking this up, and so she's doing it now, too. So Kelly does removals as well.
Excellent.
You know, that being said, there's a bunch of there's a bunch of people picking it up. I highly recommend that if you don't know anybody who knows how to do it, that you become the person who knows how to do it.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, you're one guy doing wonderful work, but because of the enormity of this problem, it's great if more people can learn, you know, how to do it. Certainly can, and get and spread this information.
We need literally hundreds of thousands of people who can not just clear themselves, but clear other people. And honestly, I don't think it's going to take, you know, that many to really start shifting this paradigm towards the greater good. Like, once we get our fingernails over the edge and start pulling ourselves up, it's just going to get faster and faster and faster.
Right. Right. I think it's going to certainly explode and wonderful. Well, are you planning on like maybe opening a school for this in the future, Eric? What kind of things do you plan? Have you thought about for the future in your work?
Oh, geez. As of right now, my future is extractions, and that's what I've been focusing
okay.
on. But yeah, there's definitely going to have to be something. I don't know, maybe like a workshop or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've always wanted to open like a place for health and healing where you can come and heal pretty much and any way that you need to. Just, you know, really come and relax and eat good food and drink clean water and
mm-hmm.
massage and yoga and all kinds of good stuff. I've always wanted to do something like that. I mean, you know, something like this would probably go hand in hand with it too. So.
Mm-hmm. Incredible. You could call it the Eric Pilgrim School of Positivity.
<You know? laughs> speaking of which, I only called myself Eric Pilgrim because I was trying to go incognito, but it didn't work out. I'm Eric Raines, R-A-I-N-E-S.
All right. Okay, Eric. Well, I'm safe to call you Eric, right? I mean, call you Eric. Okay. That's fine. That's fine. Well, you've talked about negative implants in people and in pets. Are there negative implants in other animals as well? Are there any other entities that you've run into, or the reptilians?
I'm pretty sure that there are. I haven't, ever since I've learned about this, I've only ran into dogs and cats. I'm sure, you know, other animals have them too. I wouldn't be surprised in the slightest. I'm sure, those factory farm animals, they're completely and totally infested. I have no doubt about that, actually.
Wow.
You know, but the things that I've actually been running into more often than not that I have to pay attention to are these, they're almost like negative portals. And it's like a black singularity that's just spewing out negativity. And it's almost like a gateway for these things to come through. And so what they'll do is, like, say somebody's really starting to wake themselves up and starting to really come into their power, they'll open one of these things up above them, and all of a sudden these people will wake up the next day and everything will just feel kind of different. And, you know, it'll just start spiraling downward from there. It's just, you know, and so, like, I've been doing these extractions on people who end up getting reimplanted, like, almost immediately, you know, 2-3 days later. And so
really?
I've been trying to figure out what is going on. I mean, how come there's so much? I've cleared out all the entities attached to them. What's going on here?
Right.
And so, you know, up about 150 feet up above people, there's these black negative portals that just, you know, they're spewing out nastiness. And so those are the other thing that I've really been finding, that anybody can find them. It's just, you got to start stretching out your awareness and you'll feel it. It's a very distinctive, dull spot. It's where there's energy, there's like a null spot. And so you can actually force light into it, and you can convert the polarity, and you can turn these into positive portals, because the portal's already there, it's just of a negative polarity. So I turn these into positive portals as well. So There's a lot of different stuff. The more I learn, the more I realize, the less I know that I don't know anything. You know, I'm kicking my toes. I stub my toe over the tip of the iceberg, and I'm really kind of going down the rabbit hole. So it's really interesting to see the way it's progressing.
Well, I have to ask you about Mount Shasta. I know we were there for that wonderful UFO conference in the middle of August. Have you picked up pretty good energy around Mount Shasta? What kind of energy have you picked up there?
Oh, geez. Yeah, you weren't there for that. I actually taught somebody how to remove implants one of the last nights I was there.
Uh-huh.
And he ended up taking some stuff out of me. And we opened a portal in Shasta that it was pretty incredible. I mean, it was a very, very strange type of heat. It was very hot, but it wasn't like any heat that I've ever felt before. That's the only way I know how to explain it. But it was so hot that there we were at 11 o'clock at night in this 55-degree weather with people about 50, 60 feet down the road talking about, do you feel that? Why is it so hot over here? It feels like somebody's got a heater, you know?
Wow.
Like, I mean, it was very, very palpable. And Shasta, it was a major, major turning point for me. And I got some hardcore upgrades from Shasta. And Shasta is amazing. Shasta is absolutely amazing. I love Shasta.
I know early one morning I was sleeping up near on the Shasta area, and I was taken to the inner city of Telos, and in the other dimension, Eric, underneath Mount Shasta. It was a beautiful area, actually. It was like a white city, full of on a mountainside with lots of beautiful trees. And I remember talking to some of the people down there too. They all wore white robes, and they said they were escapees from Lemuria about 12,500 years ago, and they had escaped there in another dimension. They're still living there now.
Yeah, no, I definitely believe it. There's there's some heavy Agarthan activity everywhere. There's a whole bunch of stuff to the Agarthans I didn't know. I found a lot of this out recently, but it's not really like a hollow earth. It's like, just like Corey Good says, it's a honeycomb earth. There's a major cavern inside that, you know, it's very, very spacious that you might think is completely and totally hollow. But yeah, there's caverns and there's everything in there. There's multiple factions. There's they aren't the Agarthans. It's like kind of an Agarthan alliance, I guess you could say. There's multiple factions of them, and the Telosians up until recently were the only ones who were actively helping us. So it's pretty interesting what's going on now.
Well, you said other factions are helping us now too?
Yep.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Well, for so long, I think the people on this planet, especially on the shell, in this third dimension, have been isolated. But people want the truth, and people are interested in learning about other dimensions, other civilizations. I've been told that there's all kinds of different life on this planet that we don't even know about.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I was saying at the beginning of the show, our DNA has been messed with. We've been shut off from the energetic and, you know, scalar densities and whatnot. Now, say, for instance, that our 3D physical world is in the number 3. The scalar density would be a 3.1. And so, you know, you go through the 3.1, 3.2, 3.3, all the way up into 4. And so you've got multiple layers of density up until you reach a different dimension. And so the planet, it reaches up to, I don't even know. I would assume, you know, like the ninth dimension or something like that. But there's entities and creatures that play inside of these things. I mean, this is where they're born. This is what they're made of. And we just can't access it physically. I mean, we can't see it. We affect it, though. Our feelings, our emotions, our energetic construct of our body, it affects everything. And so these things can actually, you know, be affected by the negativity that we bring about. But, yeah, there's so much life here, just here, you know, even in the third density that we have no clue about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Eric, we're getting toward the end of the interview, and I first want to thank you so much for coming on today, and I want to thank everyone for listening to another incredible Out of This World radio show with Eric Rains, and also during our first hour with Alfred Lebrun Weber. I want to give you the rest of the time. We've got about a minute and a half left, Eric, to go ahead and say anything you'd like to wrap up your wonderful interview today.
Oh, geez. Put me on the spot, huh? Okay.
Sorry about
that. Well, one of the driving forces that really makes me move is that I always want to be better than the day before. It doesn't matter what I did the day before. What I do right now is what matters. And
wonderful.
So I'm constantly trying to become better than who I was the day before. I'm constantly wonderful. Trying to become more loving than I was the day before. And,
good.
You know, it's just by embracing these concepts that you start really figuring stuff out. I refuse to be uninformed. I refuse to not be able to figure something out. I've, like, forced myself into almost mechanic classes.
Thank you so much for coming on, my friend. We're out of time. Thank you so much, Eric.